It's really important for me to continue to have these conversations because I don't want anybody to suffer in silence, especially when they lose somebody that is really close to them or they have trauma in their life because of loss or grief. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hi, and welcome back to The Alicia Show. Can you believe that we're halfway through the year? I know for me, it's gone really quickly, but June always is significant for me, like I've previously told you. And so we're just going to get into why. So June is the month that my mum passed away several years ago, and I also had a miscarriage that month. I didn't realise when I started this podcast how many people I was going to touch with the conversations that I'm having around grief and loss. And so it's really important for me to continue to have these conversations because I don't want anybody to suffer in silence, especially when they lose somebody that is really close to them or they have trauma in their life because of loss or grief. And so this month, I am talking all about these things and just wanting to ensure that people know that they have options also. So this June, and there's 5 episodes, including this one, in this month, because June is a long one. And so we are going to be talking about all of the things. It is World Infertility Month. And as you know, I had my own challenges, but I have also been speaking to quite a few people who are going through the same right now. And I don't think it's a coincidence. And so it's time that we really talk about the reasoning as to why this may be happening, but also listen to other people's stories and hear and see them and let them know that they are not alone. And so this episode is just a quick rundown of what to expect over the next course of the 4 weeks, but also a reminder to really take some time to focus on you. As we go into our summer months, we don't want to go into that time when we should be really trying to enjoy ourselves, especially after all of the circumstances of everything that's happening in the world now and what's happened in the past. This is a time where we have to start really drawing on our communities and spending time with our loved ones and getting to know people that will really make our lives more fulfilling. And so I don't want you to go into this summer phase really feeling depleted. So this is the time to really start to think about the small things that you could be doing within your lifestyle just to ensure that you have the energy to enjoy socializing and networking and enjoying your family and enjoying time alone. And, you know, I'm always going to talk about having some time alone, right? And just really being at one with ourselves and just checking in. I think I mentioned it previously, but I've been making sure that I book those appointments to ensure that I'm okay and just trying to stay focused on my health because I want to be here for quite some time. And so I need to do that. And also within June, we have Men's Health Week. So I would really encourage you to talk to the men in your life and make sure that they're looking after themselves as well. and they're getting any checks that they need to get done as well. Like in my household, I'm going to be making sure that the eye tests, the dentist tests, and some medicals are being taken care of as well to ensure that we are all living the healthiest that we can be. So I've enjoyed the months through March, April, and May. We've been celebrating a lot, but this is a time where I'm also going to be looking at my diet and ensuring that I'm getting the foods that are going to help to support me and to nourish me and to ensure that I'm getting energy from my food. I'm going to be looking at my sleep patterns again because I've had a dip in sleep just because of some stressful times that I've endured over the last couple of months. And so I'm really, really going to focus on my sleep health and my food and just enjoying myself and just spending time with people that make me happy. And so it's also Carers Week. And so I'm shouting out all of the carers in the community that do this role from the bottom of your hearts. I know what it's like. And so I just want you to know that I see you and you're doing an amazing job. And sometimes I know it's a thankless job. And so, again, it's really important that you're taking care of yourself and just hopefully getting some respite from doing such a demanding job, shouting out all of the parents and all of the people who are looking after their parents as well. It's a hard role. And so, again, you have to invest in yourself and make sure that you come first. I know it's really difficult to do. I know it is. But at the same time, I've just reeled off a whole list of people that might be depending on you. And so you need to make sure that you're giving yourself those pockets of time. Maybe even if it's just an hour where you drink your favorite drink out of an amazing cup, or you go for a walk on your own for half an hour, or you take that afternoon nap when you're supposed to be doing laundry. But just make it count. Make it count. Make sure that you're doing something for yourself. So in June, I am going to be sharing with you a message from my mum. I wish I had more time with her. I truly do. And so I took the time to write her a letter, and I am giving you a little insight into that letter. I'm going to be talking about my infertility, and this is not the first time that I've done so. There are a few episodes already published if you want to listen to those. But I'm going to really be talking about my infertility lessons. I think since time has gone by, I have been able to open up a little bit more about the things that I've learned. And I'm going to be sharing that with you because, again, I want to be able to share just so anybody else that may be on their own infertility journey, it might give them something that they haven't thought about. And so I'm sharing that with you. We're going to be having conversations about your health and the possibility of egg freezing. And yeah, there's lots of great episodes coming to you. And so I just want to thank you, as always, for continuing to listen. But I also want to thank you for allowing me to have the courage to be so open. I've had such amazing feedback from episodes that I've put out there, episodes that unless somebody gives you feedback, you don't know how many people it's touched. Yes, you can look at the stats. However, when you get messages saying that episode really hit home, or one of my newest clients said she really needed to hear the message that I provided her, and it made her make the decision to work with me. And I love that. I love the fact that you guys are getting to know me through my voice, through this podcast. And I wouldn't have had the courage to do this a couple of years ago. So I'm really happy that I get to do this. And I'm really happy that you get to be on the journey with me. And yeah, here's to many more episodes. I hope you really enjoy June episodes. And please get in touch and let me know if there are any topics that you want me to touch upon in coming episodes. But also ensure that you take care of yourself. And if you're ready for extra accountability, remember, I do one-on-one coaching. I've just created a new course so you can really harness your female cycle and start to gain more energy and productivity by using the superpower of the cycle. And yeah, I'm just here for anybody who wants to generally just have a chat as well. So I'll leave all of the details of everything that I have on offer in the show notes. And yeah, until next week, enjoy and be kind to yourself. And pick one thing that you're going to do for yourself. One thing this week, please. And let me know, either DM me or send me an email. Again, I'll put my details in the show notes. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.